As the state starts allowing businesses to reopen, it's focusing on robust testing as a way to keep coronavirus infections down. But there's a lot you can learn from testing data besides just who has the disease. State researchers are working to understand where it is, what symptoms people have, and how to prepare for future outbreaks. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
To stop the spread of the coronavirus, public health workers must first know who has it. But there have been obstacles. State Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink recently ticked off different things that limit testing.
It's the swabs, it's the having a clinician think to do it, it's having a place to do it, it's making sure there's no barriers to do it, it's the viral medium, it's the transport, it's the machine to do it on, it's the reagents, it's the little plastic parts of the reagent machine.
The state has made progress on several of those things she's listed. It's added trained staff in state labs, it's converted lab equipment to be used in the tests, and it's gotten more supplies, including having a manufacturer in Palmer make swabs. All of this has allowed the state to ramp up the number of Alaskans who are tested and expand the definition of who should be tested, basically anyone who has any symptoms of the virus. As far as how many tests that's going to translate to in Alaska, Zink basically rejects putting a number on it.
We don't have a set goal. Our set goal is to keep Alaskans healthy, and we will test whatever we need to do to get there.
The number of tests of Alaskans has increased each week, reaching more than 4,000 the week beginning April 19th. Zink says the state labs can handle more than 7,000.
The goal is to really make sure that we're testing broadly and widely across all populations and all regions in our state.
There are three types of places where that testing is taking place: state labs in Anchorage and Fairbanks, commercial labs in the lower 48, and hospitals and clinics. The state and commercial labs have increased their capacity and speed in recent weeks, while the hospitals and clinics have come online as a new source for testing. Starting this week, all public health nursing clinics are scheduled to offer the test free of charge. The state has worked out deals with Fred Meyer and Kars to begin offering tests in tents outside their stores, and it's aiming to ship more test kits to rural areas. Right now, Alaska has the lowest rate of positive tests of any state. Baron Gilley directs the state public health labs.
Here in Alaska, we lucked out, I think so far, with relatively very low numbers of positive COVID and even fewer fatalities. So that's very good.
Gilley says testing will be crucial to answering basic questions that scientists are still struggling with.
Well, I think it's very important because we are nowhere near done with this thing. And because this is a brand new disease, we have no idea how it's going to behave.
Gilley points out that we don't know how long COVID-19 patients maintain immunity once they recover, or even if the disease can return after hiding in the body, like shingles and herpes.
We don't know. So the more testing we can do, with the more people to get a good picture of this, and the thing is, if we can catch people early in their course of the disease, we can sequester them, limit their interaction with susceptible folks, and, you know, just keep it as much as at bay as we possibly can.
Gilley sees potential in using blood tests in the coming months to get a better sense of what share of the population has contracted the virus.
Those are these big question tests and studies that are done usually after the fact so that we can be better prepared for the next time it happens.
For example, if there is another increase in cases in the fall, the testing the state is doing now will allow it to know more then. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.